This is Wade Rath, the chief organizer's report. I'm looking for the kindness of strangers. Think France. Over the last 2 years, with an emerging affiliate in France, I've now been on the ground working in Grenoble or Paris there a bunch of times. Well, for me, a bunch anyway, like five or six times over 2 years approximately. My comrades and colleagues there are wonderful people, of course, but that's true of all the people with whom I organize. But on a train the other night from Paris to Amsterdam to fly home, I found myself reflecting on the reputation of France for being unfriendly to strangers. It's a bum rap. I'll pass over the common courtesy and generosity of our organizers and their friends, but I'm passing through who are constantly offering tea or coffee, or in many cases surrendering their beds and bunks to an unexpected American squatter. Within the organizing culture, that's pretty standard, and to the degree birds of a feather flock together, it shouldn't be a surprise that it rubs off on their friends and supporters. My brief for a new and friendlier France is not because this has been a big push from the tourism industry or the government, both of which are true, and both of which are undoubtedly totally ignored by the French people, but it's based on my experience in the endlessly confusing metro and train stations, particularly in Paris. On several trips, I've been flummoxed by the problems of getting metro tickets from the machines. Several times, I've been helped through a tough spot when someone employed by the metro system or the state railway came to save the day. But I started counting the times it was just random situations where I was bailed out by complete strangers passing by when it was obvious I was clueless, who wordlessly stepped in to save me. In the giant Paris Nord on this very trip, I had jumped off a bus and had gone in the first door to the station with the crowd to catch my train, and somehow it ended up in the metro complex rather than the city-to-city train station. I followed folks through the turnstiles, but then I was caught going through successfully but not getting my bags through. They were stuck on the other side. While wrestling with the situation, a man coming through the other way saw me and, without saying a word, walked over and waved his pass across the scanner so the gates open, allowing me to go through. Having found out from an information officer how to get to the train station to take it from the bus, which should have worked but didn't, I was stranded in between another set of turnstiles, unable to move forward or backwards. A woman, her baby in a carriage, and a friend saved me there. I wish I could say these were isolated examples, but I'm afraid they weren't. I could easily cite another three or four times when total strangers have stepped forward and gotten me on the way, as I thanked them profusely in English as they politely waved me off and walked away. The one common denominator in all these situations has been that virtually every one of these folks, epitomizing the kindness of strangers, have almost all originally been strangers themselves at one time. They've almost all uniformly been Afro-Caribbean or Afro-French or possibly just Africans, and presumably as foreign to all of this in the past as often I am now. I don't want to extrapolate past the point of all reason, but just maybe this kind of empathy with the lost, confused, and foreign by others who have been in the same boat will be one of the saving graces of not only French civility and manners, but also the same in the U.S. and other countries. Utah will invariably not end up in the Clinton column, but the fact that many citizens there thought about it because their foreign experience was such that they were unwilling to join the Trump anti-immigrant call might offer us both hope here as well. The French, like the English, Americans, and other countries, are all dealing with waves of anti-immigrant feeling, but it may be the empathy of those who choose our countries rather than many of the natives who want to return to some foggy, archaic times in the past by forgetting about their own experience in order to adopt a bankrupt and false ideology that end up saving all of us at the end of the day. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.